Shalom, everybody! In last week's Parsha and in this week's Parsha, the Torah discusses the Korban Shlamim. And as we learned last week, a Korban Shlamim is a unique kind of Korban because it's not brought because of a sin or because of negligence, but just out of complete gratitude to Hashem, or to express one's love for Hashem, or just to get closer to Hashem. A well-known type of Shlamim, for example, is the Korban Toda that we give when Hashem has saved us from dangerous situations and we want to thank Hashem. Today, when we bench Gomel, Birkat HaGomel, that is today's version of a Korban Toda, which is part of the larger category of a Korban Shlamim. Of course, we daven for the day when we can bring our own Korban Shlamim, our own Korban Toda, and not just make a bracha. In any case, in our Parsha, the Torah concludes the topic of Korban Shlamim by saying the following. Hashem tells Moshe the following, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf Tes, Daber El B'nei Yisrael Lemor, speak to B'nei Yisrael and tell them, Hamakriv Es Zevach Shlamav Lashem, whoever brings a Korban Shlamim to Hashem must Yavi Es Korbano Lashem. That person must bring the korban, his korban or her korban, to Hashem, mizevach shlamav, from his korban shlamim. But what does this pasuk mean? A person who brings a korban shlamim must bring the korban from his korban shlamim? It's circular. Hamakriv es zevach shlamav l'Hashem, yavi es korbano l'Hashem. Mizevach Shlamav. What does that mean? The Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, asks this question in his Perush on the Chumash Ha'amek Davar, and he says that the Torah is teaching us the following beautiful idea. If you bring a korban to Hashem, then you should be the one who brings the korban to Hashem. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing degrading, chas v'shalom, with you walking your sheep or you walking your goat through the streets of Yerushalayim as you head to the Beis HaMikdash. Someone may incorrectly think it's beneath their kavod to do that. Sure, I can bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, but to walk my cattle myself? No, let someone else do that. And that's what a person might say. And the Torah here says that a person bringing a korban, hamakriv ezevach shlamav l'Hashem, then yavi es korbano l'Hashem, then he himself or she herself should bring the korban. It's a powerful lesson for all of us, not just about korbanos, but about mitzvos in general. You be the one to clean for Pesach. You be the one to build the sukkah. You be the one to set up the Shabbos candles. The preparation for the mitzvah is just as important as the mitzvah itself, and sometimes even more important. That is the Netziv's explanation of this pasuk. And there's another beautiful explanation given by Rav Mordechai HaKohen from Tzfat. He died in 1598. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a Kabbalist in Tzfat in the late 1500s, like many others. And he wrote a sefer on the Chumash called the Sifsei Kohen. And there in the Sifsei Kohen, on our pasuk, Rav Mordechai HaKohen of Tzfat says the following beautiful idea. As the Torah wraps up the topic of the Korban Shlamim, Hashem reminds Bnei Yisrael the following. Hamakriv es zevach shlamav l'Hashem. When someone brings a Korban Shlamim, do not think for a moment that with the bringing of the Korban, your work is done. You want to thank Hashem for something that He did for you, so you think that all you should do is just bring the Korban? Absolutely not. This is just the beginning. Yavi es korbano l'Hashem mi zevach shlamav. He brings the korban mi zevach shlamav. The korban is a part of the overall shlamim. It's mi zevach shlamav. It's not zevach shlamav, but it's a part. There's more to do. There's more work to be done. So for example, the person has to tell people about the great things Hashem has done for them. And more, if the great thing happened in a certain place, then the person has to, every time he or she goes to that place, has to say, Baruch she'asa li neis b'makom hazeh. And not only that, but they have to change the course of their life. They have to change their actions, etc., etc. And all of this out of intense gratitude to Hashem for what He has done for us. The Korban is just mi zevach shlamav. It's not zevach shlamav. And nowadays, when someone benches Gomel, for whatever reason, or in Halel, when we say, Ma ashiv l'Hashem, kol tagmuloi alai, how can I ever respond or repay Hashem for everything He's given for me? These are beautiful things, but they are only a start. Yavi es korbano l'Hashem, mi zevach shlamav. Our gratitude to Hashem must permeate our very being. The Korban is the beginning of that process, not the end. We are, after all, called Yehudim, from the word Lahodos, to thank, to express our appreciation. It must be a part of everything we do. Have an amazing day, everyone.